she came to with the family to see the Phillips family at Thorpe Lovenham Hall, and she was the Queen was sort of distantly related to the I think it was a lady at Lovenham Hall. It was on a Sunday, and they used to come by royal train into Harborough Station, and then I think it was Colonel Phillips at the time collected them in his Bentley and drove them to Lovenham Hall, and then they walked from Thorpe Lovenham Hall to the church at Lovenham, and that's where the photograph was taken. And hardly any policemen looking after them at all, one or two perhaps, and that's about all. Certainly the villagers turned out, and I think a few from Market Harbour would probably cycle there and stand in line, but it was quite calm, and no problems as far as I can recall. But then, of course, the next time really, as far as the Queen and we were able to film her or photograph her, was when she arrived by train in 1967. That was on the 12th of May 1967, by car from a royal visit in Rutland, and she was on her way to Rugby. I don't think anybody really knows why she bothered to stop at Market Harbour Station, transfer to the royal train, and then just to go to Rugby, where the Royal Rolls Royce could have just carried on and got to Rugby quite easily. But as far as I can recall, it was sort of late-ish morning, so perhaps she'd arranged to have lunch on board the train. But I was involved with work. I worked for the council at the time in the drawing office, and they wanted a plan of the layout of where everybody would stand for her visit, to line up to be presented to her. And I was asked to take care of that plan, and I was told I ought to attend two pre-visit meetings at the station to make notes and find out and what sort of plan they wanted, and write down where everybody was standing. So I produced the plan, but it was organised by the Central Office of Information in the Midlands, I think it was Nottingham. So I took the opportunity to ask the person at the meeting if, as I was a member of Market Harbour Seni Society, if there was any chance of us having special permission and places allocated to film the visit and not have to stand with the crowd and have them getting in the way. So he found out for me, and hoped, pleased to know that he came back and said, yes, we could have these allocated spaces. I think it was about four allocated spaces, and not we mustn't move from them. We should stay and not walk about. And that's how it all came about. And I was one of the four, and I had my camera on a modified surveying tripod, because on the sloping embankment, so it needed something a bit hefty which wouldn't slide down the bank, because I was using a camera with a triple lens turret on it in those days, because it was not video, of course, it was cine film, and 8mm cine film. And and I knew I'd got to take some fairly big close-ups, possibly of the visit. And then there was another one allocated near the entrance door to get ground level shots of the party going in, or the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh going through the door. I think there was another one on the station forecourt further down for the general shots, and another one of our most experienced cameramen on the platform to film her and party getting on the royal train. Although we were told the cameraman couldn't move, a mother rushed forward with her 3 or 4 year old child with a little posy, and the child presented it to the Queen, and she accepted it, and the mother took a photo, well, I presume a photograph, she got a camera of her doing it. So and I remember I filmed as well the arrival of the royal train earlier in the morning, when it had to be lined up precisely with a white line on the platform with a certain mark on the cab, which ensured that the entrance doors were in exactly the right place. So it was quite an interesting experience, actually. So that, and the film we made, I think the visit probably lasted a couple of minutes. Well, probably maybe, shall we say, 5 minutes at the most, introducing to the people, because the first person to be introduced was the chairman of the council, and that was Eric White. And then I think he went along the line and introduced some of the others. Frank Berry, the past the chief executive of the office of the council, he was in line as well. And that's it. And we made a film which runs for about 12 minutes out of probably a 5 minute visit. But there are some crowd shots and the build up to it and so on, and the shots of the Royal train leaving on the line, which went towards, well, it went on the sort of combined Rugby Northampton line, but I'm told by the railway historians that it didn't go direct to Rugby, because the line direct from Harborough to Rugby was closed to passenger traffic, and it went via Northampton, so it wasn't a direct route through. So that's really the story of the pictures that we got, because we have been asked at times to produce still pictures from the film, which is that's what we've done. But the film is available for any organisation to look at, and we get every now and again some requests. Especially we did the Jubilee, and I expect now there'll be people saying, can we see it, because it's topical and useful. And of course there was certainly there were other press photographers there, but I think they would be all shooting in black and white, even in 67 not many newspapers published colour pictures, and there we were using colour film, so that's quite interesting.